Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
God morgon, här Headlines som har Champions League i tankarna, men börjar med ett obekvämt ljud. Så låter det när man blir överkörd på foten av Barcelona-spelaren Ronald Araujo. Det hände utanför träningsanläggningen när fans trängdes vid bilen. Araujo kollade själv till kvinnan som efter en medicinkoll mår bra. Och här skulle man ju förstås kunna dra en rad paralleller till hur klumpigt Barcelona rattats i Champions League. Men vi nöjer oss med att konstatera att de spelar en helt ointressant avslutande match mot Victoria Pilsen ikväll. Åttondelsfinalen är redan borta. Europa League väntar. Desto mer intressant i Tottenhams grupp. Den leder Tottenham med 8 poäng, Sporting har 7, Frankfurt 7 och Marseille 6. Och just Marseille möter ikväll Tottenham på Stade Vélodrome. En seger tar fransmännen vidare och Tottenham-tränaren Antonio Conte är avstängd. Det får Marseille-tränaren Igor Tudor en fråga om.
Your friend Antonio Conte will not be alongside you on the touchline tomorrow. That's because good. Of the red card.
Good.
How do you think good. He will cope? And is this an advantage for you, a disadvantage for Spurs?
Oh, he has good impact on the team during the game, eh? So it's better than he's not there, but the players are playing players, not the coaches, let's say. But something maybe, eh? We hope.
Tordo har alltså inget emot det direkt. I England byggs tidningarna upp med rubriker om Gunner knock you out. För i Marseille spelar ju tidigare Arsenal-spelaren Alexis Sanchez som säger att det, citat, var stor lycka varje gång man slog Tottenham. Ikväll kan det alltså bli dubbellycka med att ta Marseille vidare. Dejan Kulusevski är fortsatt skadad och spelar inte. I den andra matchen i gruppen möts Sporting och Frankfurt i Lissabon. Bära eller brista, det är den stora rubriken som täcker Abolas första sida. På Anfield väntar prestigemöte mellan Liverpool och Napoli om första platsen i en av de andra grupperna. Jürgen Klopp får en fråga om Liverpool generellt är på nedgång nu.
So we are obviously all out there and we do the job in public, and I think the judgment for this will be later on in the season, let me say, in the or maybe at the end of the season, where I say, okay, that's obviously now, that's it for this group of players, whatever, for this manager, if you want, whatever question will be asked then. But in the moment, it's not 100% fair to judge the team, because that means the squad, obviously, because we never had them available. We miss, especially now up front, top quality, which is not helpful. That doesn't mean the others are not top quality. They have that, but it's you with the amount of games you have, you usually would make changes. We can't do that.
Samtidigt medger Klopp att det inte bara varit en blipp eller formsvacka.
Now we can say it. Obviously, it was never a quick fix, and now it looks like it's not a quick fix. Now it's proven. But we will not stop fighting. So it's not a question about. And I didn't read anything, but it probably will be. Everything will be judged about me now as well, which is absolutely fine. But when people look at me, then they will say he looks tired or whatever. That's normal. Well, I'm not. I cannot give that excuse. So much for me and stuff. It's not. So my job is not only being here in the moment when the sun is shining and somebody gives us a trophy. My job is as well here to be there when we have to go to a really rough period. So and I will do that.
Det är om Liverpool som ikväll möter Napoli alltså. Lite andra nyheter. Igår kom beskedet att Paul Pogba missar VM. Sen tidigare är det klart att N'Golo Kanté också missar VM. Och de franska tidningarna idag övertygade om att det blir Aurélien Tchouaméni i Real Madrid. Och som det ser ut, Adrien Rabiot i Juventus som tar startplatserna hos de regerande världsmästarna när VM rullar igång om 20 år. Gazzetta dello Sport i Italien har rubriken Vi är sönder. Det handlar dels om Pogba då, men också Romelu Lukaku. För även belgaren har drabbats av ett bakslag i sina comebackförsök. Till skillnad från Pogba så väntas Lukaku kunna spela VM. Men det är mycket tveksamt om det blir fler matcher med Inter innan VM-uppehållet. Inter lär inte chansa. Och fler skador. The Sun följer upp de lugnande beskeden om Bukayo Sakas skada. Enligt tidningen kan Arsenal-stjärnan vara aktuell redan till derbyt mot Chelsea på söndag. Il Romanista i Italien bjussar dessa dagar på rubriken Halloween. För Roma vann igår 3-1 mot Hellas Verona och klättrade därmed förbi lokalrivalen Lazio och upp på fjärde plats i Serie A. Matchhjälte det blev 18-årig Christian Volpato som hoppade in och gjorde ett mål och spelade fram till ett annat. Och det ger även rubriker i Australien. Volpato har spelat med italienska ungdomslandslag men är född i Australien. Sydney Morning Herald skriver nu på morgonen att förbundskapten Graham Arnold nu måste fatta ett snabbt beslut om Volpato. För om en vecka presenterar han VM-truppen. Ja, det här var headlines för idag. Tack för att du har lyssnat. Mer att läsa finns som vanligt i bloggen på fotbollskanalen. Här är jag tillbaka igen imorgon bitti.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.